The life of modern composers is not easy. When it's performed, orchestras play that music alongside masterworks from composers like Beethoven or Haydn or Copland. That's because most audiences only want to hear the work of the great masters. Most likely, they'll patiently endure a new piece that took months, if not years, to perfect. It's an experience felt by composer Adam Schoenberg as he created his American Symphony.
The genesis of the work dates all the way back to November of 2008, right after President Obama was elected. And I should preface this by saying the American Symphony was never a political work. I was inspired to write the work after the election because at the same time I heard Aaron Copland's Third Symphony, which really is the quintessential American Symphony as far as I'm concerned. And Copland wrote his Third Symphony in 1946, 1 year after World War II, at a time when our country and, of course, our world was still in great turmoil. And granted, we weren't having a world war when Obama was elected, but I think it's safe to say that our country felt that we just needed change, no matter which president was elected. And, you know, for me, I also, at that stage in my life, just as an adult, it was really the first election in my lifetime that I felt very much a part of. And so I felt this civic duty to try to contribute to bringing more positive change to our country. And the best way I can do that is through my music. And so there's already a greater message that went beyond me just being a composer.
Since writing his American Symphony in 2009, Schoenberg has made some 300 revisions. Still, he insists, that's not an unusual number of changes.
Part of the beauty of writing a piece of music is it lives with you and you alone for such a long period of time, you know, sometimes a year, sometimes a year and a half. And then when you put the double bar down at the end, you have to relinquish control and let the musicians and the conductor bring it to life. So you have to let go. I mean, in terms of my obsessiveness, I just wanted to be satisfied with the new version because there's always moments in the piece that just didn't work for me. And as a young composer, you're always sort of fighting with yourself to perfect your craft because it just takes a long time to get better. You want to grow as a composer. So having this new performance gave me an opportunity to fix the piece. But this is the only work of mine I've ever revised. And believe me, I could go back and revise all of my works, but I've chosen not to. I think I would become incredibly obsessive at that point if I went back to all of my pieces.
Over the next year, Adam Schoenberg serves as the composer in residence for both the Lexington Philharmonic and the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. And in 2 weeks, his American Symphony is performed at the Singletary Center by the Lexington Philharmonic. Its performance comes at the beginning of a national tour. The American Symphony Project will have Schoenberg's newly reworked piece performed in all 50 states. In addition to the exposure, Schoenberg hopes the tour's timing will also benefit the nation's troubled symphony orchestras.
After the piece was premiered, we started learning about orchestras going on strike. I mean, you look at now, there's so many orchestras that are just struggling. There's this financial crisis, and the art form, of course, is not dying whatsoever, but orchestras need to revamp themselves and sort of become a 21st century business model. And I felt with the American Symphony, it could be a way to try to unite all orchestras across the country to sort of come together and perform a piece that really does have a positive message. And also with the project being launched, it was a way for my publisher to reduce rental rates to make the piece more affordable because it's sometimes expensive to just perform a work. So this was a way to try to get the community to unite and perform a piece.
Management at the Lexington Philharmonic is familiar with the work of Adam Schoenberg. The composer and Philharmonic music director Scott Terrell are regulars at the Aspen Music Festival. As a result, the Lexington stop will be the first one on the American Symphony's 2-year tour.
The Lexington Philharmonic was really one of the first orchestras to join, and that's a testament to just my relationship with Scott and Scott's commitment to bringing new music to the area, which is really fantastic.
As composer in residence, Schoenberg will return to Kentucky in spring and late summer 2014 to debut two new pieces, one for the Lexington Philharmonic and one for the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. For Arts Weekly, I'm Roger Duvall.